I'm going to read from Essays 1, Universalism. The only ism is universalism. Any other ism is from narrowness. Only by accepting the universe as the only home, nation, and country can a man overcome being narrow-minded by relating the self to a specific group or land. Only then can he destroy the very disease of the mind, which is a feeling of belonging to one part rather than feeling that the only home is the entire universe. Also, by becoming a universalist and understanding that this whole universe is made up of nothing else but unit consciousnesses and the three gunas, soul and the creative force, then a man will not only love God and his awesome creation, but every part and parcel of it. With this again, a man does not look to another man as only a body and or different than himself, but as a soul which does not belong to any race or group. Not only will people become respectful souls in different levels of consciousness, but also the whole universe will be seen from the same perspective, different souls in different levels of consciousness. The question might be asked then, what about the other isms? The answer is that the other isms are each a part of a greater truth. That truth is that Parivipras, who are the true leaders and concerned about the welfare of all in the universe, should lead humanity to the highest prosperity. However, as long as people have not become universalists and are separated by countries, dogmatic religions, psychological barriers, etc., politicians and others will exploit them in the name of nationalism, religion, race, group, etc. The only way to the highest happiness and prosperity is to understand the plan of creation, become a universalist, shattering the narrowness of the mind, and follow the will of the Father. There is a powerful presentation on this topic. There is a PowerPoint presentation on this topic. It's also powerful. Selection of One Language. In the Bible, it is said that God scattered humans all over the world and confused them by creating many languages, took away their telepathic powers. He did this because they started to use their good communicative abilities and intelligence to build things which were destructive to their existence. Therefore, for their own good, God confused them. Genesis chapter 11. However, it is now time for the human to go back to a one-language-based society all over the world. By understanding the lesson that Thoth has given, the human should be wiser by now and use his energy and knowledge only toward the purpose and goal of creation of the universe, to bring humans and the whole universe toward pure consciousness. However, this can be done only by understanding the reality behind the greatest sign. For selecting a language that enables all of humanity to communicate and at the same time preserves all the great achievements of the different cultures, we should accept one language as the base. By translating all the great literature and scriptures of each culture to this basic language, and by using those words from the different cultures which cannot be translated to this basic language, words like dharma, karma, jihad, etc., after some time a new language will be created which allows greater versatility and eventually will cover all the beautiful words in other languages. It will be a great and powerful language of the world. However, the native languages should be preserved for many years until, in the course of time, The new language replaces the old languages and transforms the society to a higher understanding of all other different cultures and their achievements in other parts of the world. English seems to be the most suitable one at this time to be accepted as the basic language. However, learning the languages of the scriptures, such as Sanskrit, Hebrew, Greek, and Arabic, etc., is also recommended.